Good morning for WVIK News in Rock Island. I'm Zach Wilson. The totals are slightly different, but the overall results are the same after a recount of votes from last week's mayoral primary election in Davenport. Yesterday, a hand recount of the ballots ended, advancing Mike Mattson and Rita Rawson to the general election next month. Finishing third last week was Dan Portis, and he finished third again in the recount. He was 8 votes behind Rawson last week and now fell short by 10 votes. According to Scott County Auditor Roxana Moritz, the recount found one voter error that resulted in one additional vote for Rawson and a clerical error in which 34 votes were not correctly marked, causing the tabulation machines to give incorrect votes to the candidates. Correcting the error added votes for the top three candidates but lowered the results for the other three. Rock Island has joined the number of Illinois cities that have passed rules about selling recreational marijuana. It'll become legal across the state at the beginning of the year. Miles Brainerd, Planning and Redevelopment Administrator, says the ordinance passed on a unanimous vote, and it will allow Rock Island to collect a 3% tax on recreational cannabis sales.
There are a couple other provisions in there as well that, you know, require that all cannabis businesses be at least 100 feet from residential areas and things like that.
The tax will not apply to medical marijuana sales.
Those proposed district locations are informed by suggestions we've received from the Illinois Municipal League. It basically says that, you know, the various types of businesses would go into agricultural, industrial, or business districts, depending on what they're doing.
Nature's Treatment in Milan is the medical marijuana dispensary there. A spokeswoman says the new Illinois law allows it to expand and begin selling recreational marijuana on January 1st. A Moline restaurant is in trouble with federal authorities and has been ordered to pay nearly $79,000 in back wages to 33 current and former employees. Yesterday, the Wage and Hour Division of the U.S. Department of Labor announced wage and overtime violations by the Osaka Buffet on 41st Avenue Drive near Walmart and Lowe's. The department says federal investigators found that the restaurant paid all employees flat weekly salaries, regardless of their job type or number of hours they worked, and that sometimes those salaries did not cover all the hours each person had worked at the federal minimum wage of $7.25 an hour. In addition, the restaurant did not pay overtime to employees who worked more than 40 hours per week, and it did not keep records of how many hours employees worked and what each one was paid. In a press release, the Wage and Hour Division says it hopes this case will inspire other employers in the area to review their own practices to make sure they're complying with the law. And suddenly, the Quad Cities is the place to be for Democratic presidential candidates. Four of them will stop here this week, starting with former Vice President Joe Biden this afternoon. Biden will hold a rally at the River Center in downtown Davenport at 4 p.m., and according to his campaign, lay out his vision for America. He'll be followed tomorrow by California U.S. Senator Kamala Harris, who's scheduled to host a town hall-style event tomorrow evening at St. Ambrose University. It's the latest event for presidential candidates hosted by the university and the Quad City Times. It starts at 5:45 p.m. And the parade of candidates continues on Friday when Minnesota U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar and Julian Castro visit Davenport. She will hold a town hall-style event at 5:30 p.m. with Iowa State Representative Cindy Winkler. The location is still to be determined, and Castro will headline another Quad City Times St. Ambrose candidates event at 7 p.m. For WVIK News, I'm Zach Wilson.